Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas is set to sail from the New York City area for the first time in 2020. The ship will be renovated in 2019 and begin sailing from Cape Liberty in Bayonne, New Jersey, beginning May 2020. Itineraries will include seven-night Bahamas cruises in shorter voyages to Canada and New England. And call it a case of no personal responsibility. A Norwegian Cruise Line guest who wandered into a restricted area and injured himself on Norwegian Star while intoxicated isn't going to walk away with a big payday. The 11th District Court of Appeals upheld a lower court's decision to rule in Norwegian Cruise Line's favor. The guest drank too much, wandered into a crew area, and then fell in an open area. He tried to say he was overserved on the cruise and then sued Norwegian Cruise Line. He eventually lost. And finally, to commemorate the 75th anniversary of D-Day and the Battle of Normandy, Cunard Line is partnering again with the Greatest Generations Foundation to pay tribute to six World War II heroes aboard Queen Mary II. Guests on board can listen to firsthand accounts from the veterans as they share their experience from the battlefields, also participate in Q&As, and interact with several World War II veterans. And taking a look at the closing bell for Friday, Carnival Corporation closed at 56.33, down 26 cents. Norwegian closed at 47.62, up 35 cents. And Royal Caribbean closed at 107.09, up $2.02. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.